I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Boop.
Great.
Boop indeed.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, hey, hi.
Oh, it makes me so happy to see your face.
I know. It's been a minute since we've done this.
It's been a week, yeah.
Wow. It feels somehow like a month.
I know. I was thinking about that. I was like, wow, I haven't talked to Bridget in so long, but it's really been a week. I think because the first 2 weeks we FaceTimed once without doing the pod, and then we also FaceTimed to do the pod. So
right,
I might
right.
need you to do that for me again.
Yeah, we can be talking more than we are, certainly. Time is just like slipstreaming away.
We're texting.
Slipsliding away. Yeah, it's true. How has another week of LA been?
You know, it won't stop raining, Bridget.
I was just going to say, aside from the fact that it's raining so hard, I can hear it through the phone.
And everyone is like, well, I will say, yo, yesterday at Core Power, some guy was like, it has been so cold here. I just didn't want to leave my house, you know, seasonal depression and everything.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Sort of like,
you have no
50
idea.
Degrees. You get seasonal depression in 50 degrees. I was
just
like,
wait, if you stay there long enough, it's gonna
dare.
Reset all of your cold skills.
No, it's
build up
not
Madam I mean, Florida.
Yes, Madame Florida, here I am.
Flo Rida,
that's me
indeed. So talk to me about the rain and
so this guy was having seasonal defective disorder in 50 degree weather, and I was like, babe, there's some other issues going on with there. But it's been good. I'm like teaching, so that's good. I've been like, the big like debate I've been going through with myself right now is whether or not I want to take an acting class or do more yoga training.
Ah, right.
And it's like a weird thing for me to decide, because
it's a little bit of apples and oranges,
because like they're both expensive, and like I can't do both at the same time, but I think I'd rather meet people first and like get my bearings
get
a little bit,
and maybe
I can get like advice on which class to take from people. I've been like going back and forth with it.
Yeah, well, that's a big choice, especially because the money aspect. Money.
Everything costs money, man.
Everything costs money. That's the story of adulthood.
I hate it.
I know.
I just want to be
comfortable. No one told you life
was going to be this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to talk about this weekend.
Yes, please. You said you were going to say more.
This isn't what I think you thought I was going to say, but Drag Race All Stars
yes.
Season 4 is happening. And not only was this whole challenge this week about Sex and the City, Sex and the Kitty Girl 3, it was called.
Wow, sure.
But one, it was like a cat-themed runway or like a jungle-themed runway.
Oh my
and
God.
Someone, one of the queens, literally dressed up as Puss in Boots. And I was like, this
what?
Was tailor-made for me.
Holy shit. The crossover is remarkable.
It's remarkable.
Well, I did not watch any of it because someone kindly warned us on Twitter that there were splat, like the episode spoilers. I mean, sort of. But either way, the
but
fact
like,
that that was
know
also
the,
explicitly
like, the
involved.
The big thing about splat.
Oh, okay. Well, I always want to be as safe as possible about
yeah,
spoilers.
Yeah, but basically the actress, the spoiler is that actress like comes back.
Mm.
And they like make jokes about it. Kristen Johnson. which, like, good for her, honestly.
Yeah, what a callback to 20 years ago to get to go be on Drag Race.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't, but.
I see. Okay.
We'll get there. We'll explain.
We'll get there.
But yeah, life here is good. I'm starting to be social. This week I have like a lot of social plans, and Dylan is coming.
Fun. How long will you be there?
He's coming from Wednesday to like Monday, I think. Nice. I don't know. We're all going to Mammoth.
Fun.
Me, Hillary, Garrett, and Dylan are all going to Mammoth.
That sounds like a perfect weekend. Wow.
Yeah.
I am envious.
Yeah.
Well,
what about you? What's going on?
Oh, man. What is going on? Oh, I just started to tell you a little bit about it, but my internet friend crew in New York, who I love very much, had a like Galentine's Day hangout.
That's so fun.
We had a lot of alcohol and made breakfast tacos that were so good, thanks to Nika, and bagels, and played like tarot games, and we played Witch's Brew, which was very fun.
Is that the game we played on New Year's?
Yep. And then I took a break in the middle because I had a three-way phone date with Phoebe and Hannah, who I love so much, which we'd never done like a three-way video call, which is kind of hard to believe, but it was amazing. They're the best. So it's just like a very good friend day, you That's know, nice. And I felt very like warm in my heart.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, it was great. And I don't know. Time is just, like I said, slip sliding away, yeah. But in a good way. I'm busy, and I mean, doing jujitsu two or three times a week, like, is a lot of, you know, my nights. So it's kind of nice because it's, I don't know, just something different to throw myself into.
Are you a black belt yet?
Yep. That happened a few weeks ago. I forgot to mention it. No, but I did get my first red stripe, which is very exciting.
That's very exciting. When I come visit, I'm going to need, can I like come watch with a sign?
Yeah, you can probably come. I might put a kibosh on the sign, but yeah.
My yellow belt, baby. You can come to
Still white right now. But you can, yeah, probably come. You can come to my dojo.
So, that's amazing. Can't wait.
I love thinking about you coming to visit. So many things to do. Well, I already have such a list. It's not going to fit.
I feel like you're coming here before I go there, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's going to be great. Yeah, we'll talk about specifics of that because I'm going to need to buy tickets soon anyway. I know. I'm so excited.
We had a really – Lebo and I had a really funny conversation last night about, like, what would happen if I brought a boy home.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a good thing to discuss.
Because Garrett was over, and we were pre-gaming this birthday party, and Lebo, they were just like, they were trying to get me to go on dates. And I was like, this guy seems terrible, but I might go on a date with him just to, like, get it out of the way.
Do the thing, yeah.
And they were like, well, if you're just trying to, like, hook up or whatever, and I was, and Lebo was like, it, like, came up about me bringing, and Lebo was joking that if I brought a boy home, he would have the right to come in the morning and like be like, I made breakfast, do you want some? Like he had
what a kind wake up call.
He would have free reign to sort of like do whatever he wanted, and I was like,
my house, my rules. That's yeah. a lot to ask.
It was like a really funny, like we were just giggling about it for a while. Yeah, it was nice.
That's cute. Mm-hmm. That's cute. Mm-hmm. What a thing to imagine.
It's so funny. This birthday party I went to was on the east side, which is like, and I'm figuring out like what neighborhoods correspond to like what neighborhoods in New York.
Right.
And so we were talking that like east side
is
Brooklyn, which I knew.
Oh, okay.
Because like everyone at this party had a mustache. Like it was crazy. Everyone had a mustache. I was like, this is where Portland goes to die, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And then the valley is like Astoria, where it's like the people who live there love it. And it's like a great place, but like people don't go there.
Uh-huh.
To like hang out.
These line up pretty well so far.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay.
Keep you posted.
I look forward to the list growing. Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. My own personal guide.
How is Brooklyn?
Brooklyn is gorgeous right now. The light is amazing and it's beautiful and I love it. Not that I've gone outside today, but hey, I spent a lot of time outside my apartment yesterday. So
<That's>
this is my
that
trade-off.
Matters. That's all that matters.
Indeed. Brooklyn is, you know, alive and grinding as always. We have a new roommate. He hasn't moved in yet. But my sister is moving out on March 1st, and he was the very first person who came to see the apartment. It was like he checked a lot of our boxes. His name is Loic. He's Belgian.
Wow.
He's here for 18 months working for a bank. And he has a girlfriend who's studying in LA, so he and Ari can bond over that.
And you.
right? He's 24, and he has only been here for a month, and his company is paying to put him up in, like, the middle of Manhattan, and he doesn't want to stay there. He knows he wants to live in Brooklyn. It's going to be fascinating to see how it unfolds. So, and apparently he's into board games and the rest of our extracurriculars, so.
Amazing.
It's going to be fascinating.
Wow. That's great.
I know. Changes abound. It's kind of amazing, though, that he was the first person we saw and that we all were like, yeah, no, this makes sense. And he wants to, like, buy all of her furniture, which she needed, and, like, that's all nice. This stuff.
Yeah. Amazing. It's nice furniture.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Before I think I'm buying her mirror. You know that circle mirror?
Oh,
it's
nice.
So beautiful. I love it. Ugh. These are the things that people care about.
Quick shout out to brother of the pod, Alex Wiseman, who is starring on Broadway this weekend as Scroobius Malfoy in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. So just want to give him a love. I wish I were there to see it again, even though
that
I've
is
seen it
thrilling.
Enough.
No, never enough. Come on. Come on.
I'll probably, if he goes on, like, with the new cast, I might go see it. Maybe.
I mean, I would not complain about that.
I don't know. There's some cast members in that new cast that I'm not particularly itching to see.
Oh, I have, me or mine, no idea what you could be referring to, Mrs. Brooke.
Mrs. Brooke?
Yeah.
I'm married to myself.
Yeah, indeed. That's right, speaking just like Carrie. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat, the podcast where me, Brooke,
and me, Bridget,
talk about Sex in the City.
Sex in the City.
10 years younger.
And 20 years later. That was better than last time.
That was better than last time.
Markedly so.
Well, I think, no, knock on wood, our internet connection's a little quicker right now than it was last week. So, but I will say editing this podcast long distance was a breeze.
Oh, good. I'm so glad we figured this
out. I sent Bridget like a lot of texts that was like, we're amazing. This is spectacular. I can't believe how well this worked.
I know. So everyone, please keep your fingers crossed. We continue to deliver.
For everyone who gave us shade about the sound quality, if you've listened to this point of the pod, I know you tend to stop around 5 minutes. fuck you from me.
With love. Fuck with you love. From Brooke. I fucking forgot about that. Yeah, we have some critics out there who like to emerge from the woodwork at the weirdest moments. I thought it was an RIP situation, and let me tell you, it
was
L-I-V-E.
It was L-I-V-E. It is A-L-I-V-E. Oh my god. So, I have to tell you something.
Okay. Wow. Please do.
I love Sex in the City.
Okay, you know what? I kind of, I felt that a lot about this episode. Because
this season, yeah. I have a lot to say about it. And I don't know if it's this episode or the next episode. Because I will say that I watched this episode yesterday. And then I watched the next episode. And then I watched the next episode when I got home last night. Because
it was on the brain.
We have entered like the Russian time.
I am so psyched about this.
Is that not this episode?
No, yeah. I mean, it starts this episode. I just didn't know that it would last. That's exciting.
The Russian is a huge part of season 6 and also is a dad of someone we went to college with.
Yeah, of someone we know, which is so crazy. It's funny because it was talking at one point, his character is named Alexander, and his daughter, I think, her older sister is Alexandra. It was
one
of the little trivia pieces on the side. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
I know.
I didn't know that. I know her younger
sister. Anyway, yeah, this is a great
episode. Everything's happening.
Except for fucking Samantha Kim Cattrall.
Don't worry. It's coming.
Eye-roll-y. Oh,
it's God, it okay. is it is
okay.
That's happens
imminently approaching.
It happens. The episode, not next episode, but the next episode is when Samantha's okay. arc.
Okay, so
begins.
Oh my God! In the last 6 episode countdown.
And boy, woo, oh boy,
is they're it, gonna pack it in.
They do. They pack it in. All right. Should we dive in?
So Carrie wearing a handkerchief,
the literal handkerchief.
And Charlotte are on their way to some kind of art show
installation.
We don't know exactly what it's gonna be yet. And there's a ladder made out of knives and a woman sitting in a chair on like this mounted room with a metronome going next to her.
Yeah. And she just looks, and she's been doing it for 6 days.
And she's going to do it for 10 more. It'll be 16 days total. And she's not eating. She's just sitting there. And Charlotte is reading from the program that she's like trying to change the energy fields in the room and by extension, the rest of the world.
I just can't imagine like doing this without eating. Like she would die.
Well, I feel like this is like a, it's, I mean, I feel like referencing, what is her name?
Tilda Swinton.
Oh.
Oh.
I was thinking Marina Abramovich. Fuck, what is her name?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
You know
yeah.
who I'm talking
Where
about?
She sits at the table.
Artist. Yeah, and she's done things like this, and there are other people who have, and also, like, there are monks and people who fast for a long time. Like, it sounds crazy, but, I mean, and so Carrie's whole point is they're kind of, like, whispering to each other and making fun of it.
Like a fiddler on the roof. It sounds crazy now.
Right, right. And then as Carrie is, they laugh, and Carrie looks around, and Mikhail Baryshnikov is eyeing her intensely. And
he's
Carrie
so
keeps,
cute.
He's so fucking cute. Carrie keeps eyeing him, and then she tries to get Charlotte to turn around and see who it is, but he's disappeared into the
she's
crowd.
She's like, there's a man staring at me. But my favorite thing that Carrie says is that she's like, that woman needs a comb. She has company.
They're being very, they're not taking it super seriously.
No.
Understandably.
And also, she's like, can you tell Cersei? And I was literally just thinking about Game of Thrones, and then they said Cersei. And I was like, well.
Yep. Which is not, in fact, a reference. And I still have no idea really what it was referencing, except I think it's the gallery. Or
I think Charlotte just knows someone at the gallery.
At.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it turns out that the man who is staring at Carrie, because they see him again, is this
Alexander Petrovsky.
Artist. And
he has just so much swagger to him. It is
he really
unbelievable.
Does. It's unbelievable. Yeah, the way he carries himself, his facial expressions, his humor.
He's
his,
so confident.
So funny. And he, Charlotte sold one of his paintings, and it was like the first thing that really got her going. So she's talking about how important his work is to her. And he's kind of more interested in like what Carrie standing behind her thinks.
Yeah, but and Charlotte, because like, Charlotte's like fangirling. And yeah. He's like, what did you think? And Charlotte's like, oh, it was so moving, super significant work. And he's like, okay, but you, girl behind her, what about you?
And Carrie is like, what I think is that this is stupid. And then if we were to come back here at 3 a.m., she would be not even here. She would be down the street having a Big Mac because there's no way she's not eating for 16 days.
She's like,
it's all just performative.
Single girls all around New York do this every night. It's just a typical Friday night. You sit waiting. And Charlotte's like, Carrie, she's kidding. And he's
yeah,
like,
Carrie's
clearly.
Like, this is every depressed woman in New York. You're just in your room thinking, will he call or not? She's like, that's why there's a ladder of knives there, is because you're just resisting the temptation to go out and order food.
Yeah.
So Charlotte introduces herself, and she forgets her married name. She calls herself Charlotte York and then Goldenblatt, and then is very cutesy about it.
She's like, I just got married. Oh, my God. I'm Charlotte. Nom, nom, nom.
Alexander again is like, yeah, and what's your name? And he calls her a comic, Carrie. Yeah. Because she's been, you know, making wisecracks, and it really throws Carrie off. She doesn't feel
like,
good about it.
He like spins her on her toes. It is no ballet pun in, you know, intended.
Oh, God, incredibly done. If you don't know who Mikhail Baryshnikov is, he's a very famous Russian ballet.
If you don't
dancer.
Know who Mikhail Baryshnikov is, like, Google it.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like the most famous ballerino, ballet dancer, yes. male ballet dancer, yes. like in history.
He's amazing.
And his daughter, Anna, is a very, very talented actress.
She is. And
really
and also just like a very
lovely,
kind person.
Wonderful person. Yeah. I doubt she listens to this podcast. But
oh my God. Can you imagine?
I don't think she does, but she's a big fan of Sex and the City. Actually, I think she told this story about she like went in for the Carrie Diaries. I don't know if this is an anecdote that I'm allowed to share, but YOLO. And so she went in for Carrie and the Carrie Diaries, and there was this whole like weird thing where like imagine like playing the younger version of a character dating your father.
Having a relationship with your dad. That's really funny.
Anyway, cut to Miranda, who her perfect lover, Blair Underwood, has brought her pizza and some
box. I'm going to say perfect with the exception of the extraordinary width of his tie.
It's the time. It's the sign of the times.
I know, but my God. So he brings over pizza and another box.
A mystery
box. For after the pizza. And Miranda is getting wine glasses out when he gets a phone call or like a pager. Actually a page, I think, on his pager.
It's a beeper on his beeper.
On his beeper, that one of the guys on the team hurt his knee on a skateboard. So he kisses her and says, I'll see you tomorrow.
Because he's got to go do his doctor job at the hospital where doctors work.
Duty calls.
And he kisses her and he's like, I'll see you tomorrow.
Obviously, is like, first thing she does is open the mystery box, as I would. And it's a giant cookie with a chocolate chipped I love you baked into it.
Okay, just like really quick before we move on. I'm confused how like Blair Underwood, who knows that that's what is on this cookie because this was about to be a big reveal, just like is comfortable leaving with
there.
This huge cookie bomb about to be dropped on our precious Cynthia Nixon.
And to not be there to receive the reaction. It doesn't really seem like his style, you know?
What was he going to do though? Like be like, actually, I'm going to take this mystery box.
Well, maybe if he's like, I want to just share the surprise with you, you know, so I'll be back with this.
Yeah.
Because it is a little weird. So Miranda panics and just starts eating
it.
She just breaks it in half. There's this, I have it paused right now on the iconic screenshot of Miranda with sinking her teeth into the top of this enormous cookie.
Yeah. Which, like, I thought that was when she eats the cake out of the trash, but it's not. It's from this.
Well, there is the cake out of the trash gif. That's great.
I know, but I think that this is the gif because the cake out of the trash is the Duncan Hines chocolate cake. And this is a cookie.
Right. No, I just mean I think both of them are iconic, just different moments.
And then we have Miranda and Carrie.
So Carrie's wearing this very, very cute sundress.
And Miranda's wearing like a schmata per usual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
they do not.
Oh,
do
actually, no,
favors.
She's not. She's wearing like a skirt
it's
with
a skirt
schmata
and a shirt,
top.
But the way that it's paired and the way it flows, it does not do her favors.
Her hair looks good, though.
I was going to say that. They've kind of figured Miranda's like soft style out. It's
everybody's
great.
Hair looks good right now.
Yes.
And
so
Miranda's freaking
she's talking.
Out.
Yeah, she's talking about how much she freaked out and how she ate the entire cookie.
which like what a beautiful,
so
beautiful
funny.
Response.
And she's like, I mean, I should say it. I should feel it, right? Because like, isn't he's great, right? And Carrie's like, I'm so sorry to have to be the one to tell you this, but
he's
perfect.
He's helping plan Brady's birthday party. Brady's a year old.
Carrie says Brady's a year old, and somehow I haven't aged a day.
Which is like, I think a funny little inside bit.
It's really
it's like
cute.
Almost like a fourth wall moment.
Yeah.
That it's
because
like,
it's both a funny thing to say as her character, the implication that like time is passing, but you know, like nothing's happening to me and what happens in the show from exactly a fourth wall perspective.
And so, and then Carrie mentions that she doesn't like clowns. It's just the three of them. It's just Samantha, Miranda, and Carrie.
I mean, Charlotte hasn't shown up yet.
And Samantha puts on glasses and everyone's like, oh, excuse me? And Samantha's like, I am old and I need glasses. Which is just like, excuse me, I'm 26 and I've needed glasses since high school.
Right. But to her, it's any visual symbol of her aging is like the worst thing for Samantha.
I just feel like glasses of all things. Maybe glasses weren't cool yet. I guess like we live in an age where glasses are like very cool.
Yeah, I suppose.
And
that definitely
anyway,
plays in.
They make fun
so
of her.
So Carrie then asks them if they know Alexander Petrovsky, and Miranda has no idea who he is, but
Samantha
does.
Like,
and she talks
my
about how
nipples
he used to
are
be this
hard.
Just thinking about him.
So stupid.
And she does this like math about how old he was when she was 22 and how old he must be now. And
Miranda
she does the math.
is like, well, how old does that make you? And Samantha goes, I am 40 fucking five.
And I have nothing to hide.
And I'm like, yes.
Because she used to be, he used to be a big like Studio 54 person. So that's when Samantha knew him. But then Charlotte sits down and she's beaming and she tells them that she's pregnant.
Very exciting.
And all of them like tear up, are so genuinely excited for her. And she's like, we don't know if it was the acupuncture or Harry and I are just a better fit or what it is. But
and it's only 3 weeks, which is like a little bit early to tell someone.
Very early. It makes sense that Charlotte would be the person to do that under these exact circumstances, but it's very early.
Do you know how many weeks is like appropriate?
Most people wait until they're out of the first trimester.
Cool.
Which is 3 months.
3 months. And then,
because the thing is, this is actually really common, and it's way more common than people know, and often this it happens when people aren't even don't even know that they're pregnant. Mm-hmm. So usually 3 months, if the pregnancy is viable past 3 months, it's much more, you know, likely it's going to be a full term pregnancy.
I guess I would tell like this makes sense that she would tell like when, you know.
Yeah, her closest friends, and they all know how much she's been trying for it.
Yeah.
And this is like literally all she wants.
All she wants. And then in a, it's like a beautiful moment of friendship, and then we have this really dumb moment where
Samantha
scratches her crotch.
And
I was like, is this
going to
be a yeast infection episode? Like, but no, it's
even stupider, honestly.
She's like, I'm growing out my bush because that's what Smith Jared likes, and it's so stupid, and that's all we need to say
and
about that.
That's how she cuts the conversation away from Charlotte's pregnancy.
And so then we have Alexander Baryshnikov, literally help.
I know. I try every time.
We have Petrovsky calling Carrie, and Carrie's like, hello, and he tries to talk, and she's like, I'm so sorry.
You have the wrong number. And he tries back a bunch of times, and finally he's like, this is the artist, Alexander Petrovsky. I'm trying for Carrie Bradshaw.
And Carrie's like, oh,
1 minute.
Let me get her for you. Her hair looks unreal.
It's so beautiful.
This is like my dream hair color.
Perfectly here.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah, take that to your salon. And
you've told me this before. To just be like, make me Carrie Bradshaw. I'd be like, this cut and this hair. I am actually going to do that.
I mean, do it. And so when she hears it's him, she puts the phone to her chest and is open mouthed, like, oh my God. And then she goes, Carrie. And then she answers the phone again.
And he
goes, that was you before.
There's something about the fact that he's wearing Converse and khakis that makes me so endeared to him.
I know.
He's just like,
and a very crisp button down shirt. She says, Carrie goes, that was my sister. She's visiting.
And he's like,
And he says, I kind of went through, you know, I went through a lot of channels to get your number from these people. I hope that's okay. And then he tells her, he's like, so, let's 3 a.m. Saturday. I think
well,
we should
like,
go by the gallery and see if that woman is eating a Big Mac like you said she would be.
And yeah, it's very they have good banter. And it's the first time we've seen Carrie, you know, spark joy with a man.
Yes. Well, you know what's interesting? One of the little side facts when I was watching said that apparently the showrunner, Michael Patrick King, wanted this storyline to happen because he was getting so annoyed of people talking about Carrie being with Big as her with an older man. And so he wanted her to be with an actual older man, which is interesting.
Because Big is 45 and Petrovsky's 50?
Apparently.
Wow.
I know. Really pushing boundaries.
And so
Carrie's kind of delighted by the whole thing.
But also, like,
as you would
there's
be,
definitely like a Carrie sarcasm Petrovsky barrier where like it's very, and then he hangs up on her and it's really sexy.
But he keeps calling her a comic too. Yeah. And then the phone rings again. And so she picks up and she's like, hello again, because obviously he was calling a bunch of times and he hung up on her. And it turns out it's Harry.
Because because Charlotte had a miscarriage.
Yeah, and so Carrie goes over immediately, and Harry looks really sad, and he says she's just been staring at nothing since this morning, and he said it was just there, and then it's not.
And Charlotte just looks so sad, and
yeah,
it's like
he
a
said
real.
She didn't want me to call anyone, but I, you know, I didn't know what else to do, and Carrie's like, no, it's a good thing. I'm glad you called me.
And so she goes and sits with.
Yeah, Charlotte. You know, just it's like destroyed.
It's like this is the stuff that I think is revolutionary for a TV show of this time.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like we're talking about like these serious
issues. I was shocked when this happened.
And I'm just so. It's why I just wish that this show had done this. And I'm sure, you know, this is 10 years later or 5 years later. Like things have happened, right. But you know, this is probably one of the first times like normal 20-something women are watching. A show, 30-something women even are watching a show that were like explicitly deals
casually,
with miscarriage.
Yeah, and explicitly. I know, and thinking about this still to this day is one of those things that there's a lot of stigma and non-conversation around. So it's really powerful to see it done, and this probably was huge for a lot of people.
Yeah, and the only thing that Charlotte says is
the only thing she says.
I can't go to Brady's birthday party. And Carrie is like, of course, she'll understand.
So they're getting ready, and by they, Miranda. I mean Miranda and Blair Underwood.
What's his name? Roger?
Robert?
Robert.
Robert Leeds. Dr. Robert Leeds.
And he says this thing that makes me really cringy, where he's like, what kind of cake? And she's like, chocolate with white icing. And he goes, you love chocolate, don't you? And it's like,
it. And it's also the cake that Steve is bringing. That's the only part Steve's doing. But he also says, speaking of cakes, like, you haven't mentioned anything about that cookie.
And he's like, she's like, yeah, I ate the whole thing. Doink.
Yeah. And he laughs and she's like, you're so sweet. And he's, and then
he was like, well, what about what the cake said? Else. And he's like, she's like, I just needed a minute. And he's like, it's been 5 days. And she was like, it was so sweet. It was so sweet.
And then kisses him.
And then it cuts to Jules and Mimi, and they're finally telling each other that they love each other.
That they love each other, because of course. And so Miranda freaks out. She pauses it. She calls Carrie, and she's like, I'm broken. I've never been able to say I love you, and I figured that there would be one guy who was the one, and I'd finally just be able to say it, and this guy is the one, and I still can't say it.
I'm so fucked up. She just keeps being like, I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up.
And Carrie is like, she says everyone else is just saying it all the time, and Carrie's like, who's everyone else? And she says, Jules and Mimi, and Carrie says, they're fictional. And she says, Robert. And Carrie goes, he said it on a cookie. Miranda was like, Robert asked about the cookie and it was the perfect time and I couldn't even do it. He was just waiting for it and I couldn't say it. I'm never going to be happy. Other people can be, but it's just not going to happen for me.
It's so sad. And also, like, I understand.
I know. Me too.
We'll get there.
Well, and Carrie says the important thing, which is like, well, do you love him? And Miranda's like,
how can
well,
I love
could
him
I
if I can't
if
even
I can't
say,
say
it?
It?
She's like, I thought I would meet someone and all the bullshit would fall away and the words would fall out of my mouth. And let me tell you, Emmy, Grammy, and Tony Award winner Cynthia Nixon is acting the shit out of this. And
she is selling this fucking performance.
Stunning. I wonder if she won an Emmy for this episode. I'm going to Google it.
She's winning my personal Emmy. It's gorgeous. And Carrie is doing a really good job walking her through it and talking about it. And Carrie basically ends up being like, listen, go to bed, get a good night's sleep, and see how you feel in the morning. And turn off Jules and Mimi, for God's sake, it's not real.
Is
and
this...
like, normally my comfort is cookies, and I can't even have that.
What year was this filmed in, do we know?
This was, hang on, if we pause it, I can figure out. Release date, September 14th, 2003.
She won, I think, this year.
Whoa.
She won the 2004 Emmy.
Wow. Hell yeah.
She was nominated in 2002 and 2003, and she won in 2004. So I think that this season she wins.
Damn. Well, she acts the shit out of this whole episode, honestly, yeah. So... just imagine the hundreds and hundreds of wrenching late night phone calls all over this one idea. And the idea, the one being the one who's your person. Seems like we're always looking for one thing to make our lives complete. Job, the chance, the family.
The one.
I couldn't help but wonder, when will waiting for the one be done? Which I think is actually an interesting idea, this that like no one thing is ever going to complete you or make you happy or be the answer to all your problems.
I know, and we're always like told that it is. It's like this weird narrative that was concocted for us.
We're also often told that it's another person, which I think is a real risk and is like you have to be your one person so that then you can give to other people, et cetera. But like other people are going to be other people.
As RuPaul says, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love anybody else? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Great. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So Samantha is in her bathroom, blow drying her hair. She drops,
she like blow dries her bush.
Which is weird. It's
so stupid.
And as she looks down, she sees a gray
The gray one.
So she doesn't want to pluck it. That's her first instinct, because if she plucks it, a bunch more are going to grow in its place. So instead,
she puts her glasses on.
I know. And she takes her towel off, and we get a full body shot and in the mirror. And she screams because she uses this product on it to try and dye it. It's the wrong color, and she leaves it on so long that it basically turns into a giant orange bush.
Which is crazy. Is that a thing? That Merkin is probably so funny.
yes, exactly.
And then we cut to the same color.
Well, they do this amazing, cut through from her bush into clown's wig.
And Steve's like, who got the clown? And Steve's mom is like, it was me. And she's like, so Staten Island. She's like drinking a PBR. And she's like,
the kids will love it. And Miranda's like, Brady's the only kid here.
She's like, I paid him. I'll have him open the door. And she tells Steve to put the cake somewhere it won't get knocked over. So the laundry room, because Miranda lives in an apartment with a laundry room.
Yup. And apparently it's dry and warm in there. And Debbie comes in and gives Steve's mom this enormous hug.
My and Debbie.
She says, the baby looks so cute.
She's like, there's this moment where she's like,
Miranda. She also looks beautiful.
She's stunning. Miranda, thank you so much for everything. She says, God bless him about the baby. And she has a beer with mom. And she's like, Miranda, I'm so glad all this worked out with Steve and you and me and Robert, because I really love
him. No. She says that later. She accosts her in the dining room. But yeah, no, that's an important part of how this. Whew, it's just, this party is about to get crazy.
Harry comes and Harry Miranda comes with a present. Harry have a nice,
And Miranda's like, how are you? And how's Miranda? And he said, I just left her watching TV. And then we cut to Charlotte on flipping through channels, and she ends up on a documentary about Elizabeth Taylor.
An E! True Hollywood story. Yeah,
that's like, we'll be giving you an exclusive look at one of Hollywood's most talented and courageous women who was, above all, a survivor.
We know that Charlotte loves Elizabeth Taylor because she converted to Judaism. We've talked about Elizabeth Taylor before.
She read the book by her, which already helped her make like one life-changing decision.
We get Carrie comes to the party and the clown opens the door, and then it's like very sneaky, and he like honks a horn at her, and Carrie screams, and she's like, I was told there would be no clowns.
No clowns. And Samantha's like, just come in, just come in.
Scarier than a clown. And Samantha like drags her to the bathroom, and they have this like silly scene, and it's just like, you can tell that these
actresses.
Samantha
is dressed, I know, oh my God.
Don't like each other. Because Carrie, Sarah Jessica Parker has like really good chemistry with some people and really bad chemistry with others. And like their chemistry in the beginning of the series was fine, but now it's like, I just feel like you can tell.
Yeah, no, it's not great. And she has no patience for this because she's like, it's Brady's birthday party. Samantha's dressed super inappropriately. She has this like tie on crop top. It's just not a first birthday party.
There's no kids there. Outfit.
I mean, yeah. But she is like, I found a gray hair and I feel, and this is old and I'm freaking out. And Carrie is just like, has no patience. She's like, I am about to leave this bathroom. And Samantha's like, no, please stay. I need you. And then she drops Trow, and Carrie is like, oh my God, what the hell?
She's like, I was going to pluck it, but then you pluck one and six of their friends come to say hi and I can't do that. And she's like, I'm not telling you the whole story. And Carrie's like,
I think she says six friends come to the funeral. Yeah.
And so she dyed it, she tells her, and I left it on.
Carrie's like, you have 10 seconds, and then I'm leaving. And she starts counting.
And then we see, and Carrie gasps.
Well, Samantha's like, the problem is because it's now all red, when Smith sees it, he's going to ask, and I'm going to have to explain why I did it in the first place, which is just stupid. And then she literally just drops, she pulls the whole skirt up.
She goes,
and Carrie
is like, Bozo the Bush.
God.
And Carrie goes, turns out there is something scarier than a clown.
So Charlotte has watched this whole documentary and she's crying, and Elizabeth Taylor is
a story.
Now it is a time for guts and guile. Yeah. And all she's been through and her surgeries and all this crazy stuff. And so Charlotte just gets up.
Is the story.
And then we see her.
She pops out and she's in this beautiful pink dress. She looks like Audrey Hepburn in Breakfast
at Tiffany's. She looks just like Audrey Hepburn. Although she puts on very 2003 sunglasses that she could do better than.
They're definitely look like small HD TVs on either side.
Yes, they do. They do. They do. But she looks amazing and she pops out of the apartment and walks away. And then we see Debbie comes in to where Miranda is cleaning up the food at the table. And she says what Brooke was talking about earlier, where she's like, I'm so glad this worked out that you have Robert and I have Steve because I really just love him. And Miranda's kind of like, oh, fuck. Like, it's just everything that she can't say that to Robert, that she loves Steve, which she's repressed. And then Robert comes over and kisses her neck and she's trying to kind of be into it. And then he asks about the cake and she's like, oh, my God, I'll go get it. Bye. And he says, wait, like, what's wrong?
Are you OK?
And she just leaves.
Oh, she's so good at acting.
And so she goes into the laundry room and is kind of doing that lean on the washing machine.
And she lifts up the box and it's like a mirror of the other thing. And it's a beautiful cake. And she's starting to put candles on it. And Steve comes in and is like, hey, Miranda, dumpy candles, I got this number one candle.
Look at this amazing, big, good, cool one number one candle.
Look what I did, huh?
And she looks at the candle and she goes, I love you. I love you, Steve.
And his eyes
widen. I'm so sorry. I never should have said that. It's just that I love you and I fucked everything up and now it's too late.
And she apologizes. Like, I'm so sorry. She's like, I can't. Don't ever look
Please
at me.
Don't
I,
look
I can't
at me.
Believe I said that.
And he says, Miranda, and he like gets around her so he can look at her face and he says, I love you too.
And Miranda.
And it's just the most.
Miranda goes, what about Debbie? And he goes, like, uh-oh.
Well, he goes, I mean, come on. And she says, what about Debbie? And he says, I know, but Miranda, you're the one.
I'm like, my lips are a quiver.
I know.
And then they kiss.
And the door knocks. And then the door,
and
there's a knock
Magda,
on the door.
And they're like, oh, we're coming. And
she's
Magda,
like, where's the cake? And Miranda's like, look at this amazing fucking candle that Steve got for me. And Magda looks at the both of them and does this little like, smile.
Iconic.
And closes the door on them.
Magda's iconic.
So then
look
everyone's
at the
in party
phone
hats.
That Robert is taking the photo on. Did you see
I
it?
Know,
it's like a little
I did,
brick.
Yes. And there's a Kodak disposable camera that the clown is taking photos on. And
they're singing happy birthday.
And everyone has cute hats on. And Miranda's standing with Brady. And Steve is next to her. And then Debbie is on one side and Robert's on the other. And then Charlotte is there and says, make a wish, Brady, and smiles at Miranda.
And Miranda and Charlotte have a nice moment.
And then they blow the candle out. And then Miranda and Steve have a moment. Not an obvious one. They're just like there with their child in between them, you know.
And Harry's like, Charlotte, did you make a wish? And she nods.
And Steve says, Brady, give me a kiss. And Brady leans forward in Miranda's arms to kiss him. And he looks at Miranda. And it's just like, bah.
And then it says,
3 weeks later.
Okay, I need to pause.
They're back together.
Because we don't get to see any of the fallout with Debbie.
They don't
give us
that.
He has been dating Debbie for seasons, for a long time, which could be months, could be years, could be a couple
weeks. I know, but it's probably
weeks.
At least, well,
it's
no,
at least
because
6 months.
It was after Brady was born. So yeah, at least 6 months.
I'm just like, that's the content that I, Brooke, want to see.
I know, same. But also I want to see them making it work and getting together in those first conversations. And like
what are we going to do?
Do they move in together right away? Because they may as well, you know, like because now they're at that point. Or like they have a baby together, you know? I'm so curious
about
so many things.
We find that out.
Okay, cool.
A lot happens in the next episode.
Indeed. So it's 1 a.m., and Carrie, in a very spangly, beautiful dress, goes to find
Alexander
Baryshnikov. right, Alexander.
And she goes upstairs, and it's very, I think she's probably at the Russian tea room.
I think so, and it's very Russian, as she comments.
It's super Russian.
And they end up having this full, elaborate dinner that he's, like, ordered, you know, all these courses for her. And she's like,
very
I mean, I
Russian.
Already ate, but.
Lots of meat.
They have the whole upstairs to themselves and he comes in and he looks so good and he says, good evening. And she says, don't you mean good morning?
And he's like, I usually work in the evenings, so this isn't that late for me. And he says, yeah. tells her that she looks lovely. And she's like, oh, me? I'm just in my pajamas.
And he's like, you're late. And she says, it's 1:03 a.m.
And she goes, sorry, I don't wear a watch. I find that someone always tells me the time.
And it's 1:03 like, that you said?
And he's and like, he goes, 1:04. There's a lot of like, there's a lot of like swooping around to other sides of someone's face in this episode.
I love that shit, though. That like make you make eye contact with me, you know?
Yeah.
He explains, like, potatoes with a little dill, herring, beet salad, more red, because she's making fun of how red everything is, veal and aspic.
Aspic.
She asks him what it is. She's like, is it, like, meat jello? And he says, try it. It's delicious. I think he says yummy, actually. He can pull that off.
A meat jello. Try it. It's yummy. So, yeah. They're just chatting and
he talks about how late night he'll do painting, sculpture, whatever. She tells him she has an art question and says Alexander. And he's like, my name is Alexander.
Alexander.
And she tries to say it again. And so then from here out, she just starts calling him Bob.
Well, because he says, call me Bob.
Right. Right. It's funny.
Alexander.
He's very dry and funny.
It's so Russian.
She tells him she's a writer. And they start, she talks about her column and then she's like, tries to get him to talk about his Studio 54 days.
And he's just like very quickly changes the subject.
He's like, I'm not really interested in the past. I like to live now or think about what's happening immediately in the future from now.
Which is like,
and the waiter comes okay. and she gets a drink. He doesn't.
He's like,
he says, I'll have water. And she's like, oh, in that case, I'll have a vodka soda.
No, a vodka
love.
Martini. Who do you think we're dealing with here?
I'm so sorry. Vodka Martini. I just love the response.
She's amazing. Her writing. Also, Sarah Jessica Parker is also excellent in the show.
She is. She really is. She looks beautiful.
Yeah.
He really just like clearly doesn't want to talk about the past. So they don't. It's interesting. It's you're like he either has stuff he doesn't want to tell her or he truly this is his philosophy and he just doesn't think about it anymore.
I think he doesn't think about it anymore.
Yeah, same.
He's like, what can happen today, tonight, or what may happen tomorrow?
Ugh.
And it's like she's like enthralled by him. It's very interesting. And so,
yeah, well, I don't think she's really sparred with someone like this in a long time.
Well, he's like anything. He's not like anything she's ever interacted with. And right.
So Samantha is about to strip for Smith and tells him that she's going to show him something that'll freak him out. So you think it might be the bush.
And he's like, where'd it all go?
And she's like, I shaved it all off. And he says, well, what? Why? And she's like, Carrie voiceovers in like there are a lot of moments in a real relationship where you find you have to be vulnerable and show the real you. And Samantha's like, I'm a businesswoman and I don't need you wasting any of my time trying to find me down there, so I needed you to get straight to the point, which is such a stupid flimsy excuse anyway.
He's so handsome.
I know, God. And Carrie is like, this was not one of those moments.
It's like the narrators that's like like the Arrested Development ones.
He would not. Yes. It was great.
So
back to Carrie, back to Mikhail. No, Alexander.
We can call him Mikhail.
She tells him he's way too Russian. And
you get a girl out of bed to tell her you like pain. It's 2 in the morning. Lighten up, Bob.
Lighten up, Bob. Don't you know any jokes? And there's a third course comes out and she's like, more. And he says, it's fruit. And she's like, I don't like fruit. And he
Which
says,
is like,
here.
Who doesn't like fruit?
I know.
And she goes,
I know, I've known a few people who don't like fruit.
He goes, we sweeten our tea with black cherries. Try it. It's good. You'll like it. And then he gives her a banana. And she's
he's like, put this banana in your purse for the morning for breakfast. I insist. And she's like, okay.
And then he goes, is that a banana in your purse or are you just happy to see me?
And very then, like, excited laughs. To see me. And he's like, you wanted a joke. And she laughs very genuinely and loudly and he's pleased.
It's very cute. He's very, very cute.
It's charming. Yeah.
And so at 3:01 a.m.
And he like puts his hand over his eyes. Like, he can't quite believe it himself and looks at her. And it's just like, he's
insane.
Very good.
So they pull up to the gallery and she's like, oh, no, I lost my purse. And then Alexander
Petrovsky
takes
off.
sprints down a block
and a half. He leaps over a pile of garbage. It's like they wanted to be like, hashtag New York.
They wanted to be like, it's Mikhail Baryshnikov. Look at him move.
Right. Look at how fast he is and athletic.
So stupid.
And he slams his hand down. He catches up to the cab before it hits the intersection and slams his hand down and pulls her purse out of the car. And pulls the banana out, and she laughs. It's so funny. It really is crazy. He just takes off.
And it's nice to be a famous artist, so you can, like, come do this. But lo and behold, she is sitting there, this woman. And Alexander looks over and goes, do you want to give her that banana?
And Carrie laughs and looks down, and she's like, shh, because that's what everyone was doing to her when
and
they were talking.
And the artist, like, looks at Carrie, raises her eyebrows, and, like, smirks.
Smiles? Yeah. So it's weird. So funny. It's like she heard or she knows or something.
And so the taxi comes and he tells her where they want to go. They speak in Russian to each other.
Yeah. And he gives him some money, but then the cab driver leaves. So Carrie's like, wait, what just happened?
And he's like, I want him to go over there so we can have a proper goodbye because he's a gentleman.
Uh-huh. And he's like, you know, I live not far from here. And Carrie says, you told me you lived downtown. And he's like, yeah, we're not far from there. And she's like, she kind of looks at him and he goes, not tonight. And she shakes her head.
She's like, you can take the boy out of Studio 54, but you can't take Studio 54 out of the boy.
It's very cute. And then they make out.
And it's hot.
And then it really is. And then he pushes her into the side of the building and the camera like pans away.
Also, Sarah Jessica Parker must be so tiny.
I mean, she is. And because, she's also like, wearing huge heels.
I think he's pretty short.
He is little. And she is in like 4-inch heels and she's barely up to his face.
Well, she's like
an inch. I mean, sorry. Like they're barely to each other's faces. You know, she's like 2 inches shorter than him probably.
Yeah. Unless they did like a bread box, an apple box moment. Because if you look at before they kiss, she looks like maybe she's a little bit taller than him, actually.
Interesting.
In the heels.
Interesting. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's a very
He like pushes her up against the wall and she's like,
she looks great this whole
like
episode.
Black cherries.
Uh-huh. Ooh, ooh,
oh, and
ooh,
that's
ooh,
the end.
Ooh, that's it. And then we pan.
I forgot that that's where it ended because I watched the episode immediately after.
So
and
it
then
just
the
became.
Episode after, also immediately after.
Yep.
Because I love Sex and the City.
Yep, yep, yep.
Ding.
Yep. So, relate? Plopability?
Who did you resonate with?
Okay. I resonated with Miranda.
Same.
Need I say more? I resonated
it's
a little
like,
bit with.
If this is the thing with Miranda is like, this is the thing we all want to happen to us, but like doesn't happen in real life, I don't think.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But like, we have to like, you know, it had been a while, I guess. I don't know. Poor Debbie.
I know.
But also.
I know. And poor Robert. But like, those weren't false relationships either, I don't think. I think both Miranda and Steve, partially because they had a reason to, and Brady did a really good job of pretending, you know, pushing things
Miranda,
away.
Ugh.
But.
Yeah, but it's just like, and also that like idea that like, I'm just fucked.
yes, same. And I also think that part of the reason Miranda's brain goes there is because she kind of doesn't think she deserves that happiness, you know? Mm-hmm. Which I can.
I also think that like the underlying bit of like the Robert of it all is that like she is suppressing her love for Steve.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I
also related with Carrie a little bit and just in that feeling of like being kind of delighted to be swept away by something, not necessarily even in a romantic way. But
I've
like,
never been swept. I would one time in my life, just once. I would like to be pursued heavily by someone that I'm interested in, but in a way where I'm just sort of like, okay, like I'm not really doing any of the work here, and like this is fun.
Yeah,
but
it would
just
be fun.
I feel like I'll never get that. That is not my personality type.
Maybe. I don't know. I think you have a lot of life ahead of you.
I don't.
Oh boy.
Gotta go. Bye.
Yeah. And with that, we sign off. I also relate a little bit actually to Charlotte in that those moments of being really low where you find a reason that's kind of outside of you to be like, come on, you dip down into further reserves and pull up through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Charlotte's a fucking hero.
Not that she's
hero.
Done with dealing with, you know, the fallout from this, but I think it's a strong a strong story for her all along, the way along in this episode.
I agree.
Poppability?
Super poppable.
Yeah, I think pretty much all of it.
Yeah.
Except, I don't know, Samantha's is just dumb. The aging thing, definitely, there's still complexities to that for sure. But I don't know. It's on the up and up
from here for her.
Good. Truly have been waiting so long. Cannot wait any longer.
I know.
Darren Stars?
I give it 10 out of 10.
No way. Oh my God. Dang. I think I probably am going to say 9.5.
Okay. What does it, for Samantha?
For Samantha, and for the fact that it's hard because I haven't seen the rest of them. Like, I can't know what a 10 is fully, which maybe isn't fair, but like, for Samantha, and for that's like the highest I think I can give anything right now, to be fair.
I'm going to give it 9.8 because of Samantha. Fine.
Okay, fair. Love that. I mean, still, like, whew, that's silver at least in the, I think on the podium.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's like half silver, half gold, you would say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What about, that's it, Sex and the City.
I think that's all of it. That's the whole Sex and the City, everybody.
You guys, Bridget is frozen. Bridget is frozen for me, but in like the most cutest pose. That it's like, I just took a screenshot of it because like, if she never moves again and like this is the image that I have for the next like 15 minutes, I would be thrilled.
Oh man, I cannot wait to see what I did. I truly have no idea. I'm not frozen on my end, so it's hard to know.
It's so cute. I'm just like really enjoying looking at it. Can you see even me when you're enjoying
you? Oh, I sure can. It's delightful. I feel so loved.
It's also a little spooky.
Oh, yes. It always is when someone freezes like that. It gets a little weird. Brooke, if I wanted to...
No. I need to know your delta's ups and your delta's downs.
Oh, sure. Even better. Okay, my delta up was definitely hanging out with my people yesterday and my phone call. Just like a good week that kind of, you know, slid by in a nice way and good things happened. And I felt like a good stasis in some ways. It also, I don't know, in some ways I feel I've gotten some interesting closure recently on a few things, which is like a gift because I don't even really believe in closure. So I'm grateful for that. And my delta down is that it's, you know, we're approaching the last hours of Sunday, which just no matter how hard I fight it, the Sunday blues are real, you know?
They're super real.
How about you, my friend?
My delta up is that I've been teaching and that this week I have like a lot of plans with people. Like I'm starting to be social and I'm like figuring out. And it's really nice because also, yeah, I'm excited for Dylan to come and
That's going to be so good.
Ski. And I'm just like starting to settle in here and I think I like it.
Yay. That's what I'm so happy to hear.
I had my first bout of LA traffic and I was like, oh, I'm listening to 3 chapters of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire and I'm fine.
Oh, how soothing.
My delta down is that unlike Bridget, I have no closure for anything ever. And I continue to ask, it just keeps me up at night sometimes when I'm like, I try to figure, it's like the thing that my brain goes to at night, which is funny because I was talking to Lily in the car about it the other day and I was like, yeah, I'm just like having one of those Miranda moments where I'm like, I don't deserve love. I'm fucked up, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And Lily was like, have you reached out to your therapist? since you've been here? And I was like, no, I've been fine. And she's like, I don't really think that's
what therapy is for.
And I was like, you're right. I will email Liz on Monday. Thank you.
Yeah, good call.
So I'm excited to also to like talk to Liz and get her advice on some stuff because like,
yeah, touch base.
And just touch base because I can feel I like had a moment. I've had a couple like hours where I'm like, oh, I'm anxious about something like in a way that is like not great. And is not conditional to where I'm living, you know? Yeah. Bridget.
Yo.
If I wanted to follow you on social media, could I? and where and how?
Wow. You ask such just fascinating questions.
I know. Mm.
So you could find me, first of all, on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin. Do not mistake that for associating with Chris Pratt, because we don't know him. But Burt Macklin, we do. Instagram, Instagram, BridgetM37. Find me there. Do a little searchy search with your thumbs on the keys, and there'll be, you know. Brooke?
You can find Monster. Me. You can find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman. And you can find me on Instagram at Brooke Wiseman, no underscore. And that's all. Please
that's
find me.
That's all.
Collectively.
Find us at Splat Podcast.
Splat Podcast. At Splat Podcast.
Gmail, Instagram, Twitter.
Reach out to us. Rate, review, subscribe. Go back and listen
Tell
to all the
Tell us
what episodes.
You think about season 6.
Yeah.
And the things you love.
We're sorry we don't have any guests. We might just be the two of us, but I think we're going to get some LA guests in the mix.
I'm excited about it. I
Me
think
too.
It'll be good.
Me too.
Okie dokie. Love right. you. Love them. Love everyone. So okay. much love in my heart and
so
my body.
So much love. My heart, my soul. My love.
And here we go.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.